Mary wanted to come and be seen by the people in Mexico at a time when there were lots and lots of people that weren't being treated like they were important at all. At all. And lo and behold, she came and she looked just like the people that were being treated like they were nothing. You know what that says? Like Mary wanted to look like them. That means, does that mean they're important or they're not important? That means they're important. She wanted to come and say, you know, and she spoke their own language when he talked. She spoke their own language to them and everything like that, you know, saying, ah, God is with you. Here's the mother of Jesus. And where the mother of Jesus is also, she always brings us to Jesus. She says, every human being is important and God is with all of us. And so on this feast where, this is where Mary comes to close by to us, just in Mexico, you know. Some people, some of you born in Mexico, some of you had parents born in Mexico, some of you have visited Mexico, you know, but we all don't live very far from Mexico, you know. And here Mary picks to come to Mexico to be able to say, God is with you. Absolutely God is with every person. In the middle of every people. God loves us. God is there to save us. And so that means, number one, no matter what, we can always count on God being with us. That's part of message of Mary, that Jesus is with us. And number two is, this gives us the both we know, and also through Mary's prayers, and through Jesus, when she leads us to Jesus, with Jesus in us, there's whenever we see anybody or any group that's treated if they're not important, we have the power to be able to say, oh, you're wrong. These people are important. Or if somebody feels they're not important, they don't matter, we can go like, oh, you're wrong. We can tell them, you matter. You're important. You are loved by God. And we can work not only to help them feel better, but to be sure that they're treated as important people, just as important as anybody else. This is the great message, and not only the message, but the power that our Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe brings us very close to home, you know? Because there are people around the times that don't treat other people as being important. And Mary says, ha! Every person is important and loved by God. And everybody who follows God through the prayers of Mary and the power of Jesus can treat everybody else as important too. That helps, again. Who's Mary the mother of? Mother of Jesus and our mother. She's the mother of everybody. So if she's the mother of everybody, we're all one family. Everybody's part of the family. Everybody's important.